You're listening to SBS News.
COVID-19 testing and quarantine requirements have been addressed by National Cabinet at an emergency meeting on Thursday. Chief Health Officer Paul Kelly proposed a nationally consistent definition of a close contact as someone who has spent more than 4 hours with a positive case within a household setting. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says state, territory and federal leaders have accepted and adopted the new definition, as well as revised methods of tracing and testing. The new changes will come into effect in 5 jurisdictions at midnight. Tasmania will follow on the 1st of January, while the Northern Territory and Western Australia will announce their adoption dates in the next few days.
And the definition for a close contact is as follows. Except in exceptional circumstances, a close contact is a household contact or household-like of a confirmed case only. A household contact is someone who lives with a case or has spent more than 4 hours with them in a house, accommodation or care facility setting. So you're only a close contact if you are effectively living with someone or been in an accommodation setting with someone more than 4 hours with someone who has actually got COVID. Not someone who was in contact with someone who's had COVID. Now, a confirmed case would isolate for 7 days from the date. So someone who actually has COVID, from the date that they took the test, they would have to isolate for 7 days and have a negative RAT test, a rapid antigen test, on day 6 prior to being able to leave isolation after 7 days. A close contact that is symptomatic must have a PCR test still.
Mr. Morrison acknowledged that this is a major change for people to digest.
Now, I know this is a bit different to what you've been hearing over the last couple of years. That's the gear change. That's the reset. That's what we need people to really understand. And I know it's a change from what has been said, but dealing with Delta is very different to dealing with Omicron. And to ensure that our public health systems work as effectively to keep as many people safe as possible, that's why we need to make this change.
Australian Medical Association President Dr. Omar Khorshid criticised the definition change of a close contact, arguing it would accelerate the outbreak. Speaking to SBS News, head of Melbourne School of Population and Global Health, Professor Nancy Baxter, backed the stance of the AMA.
By restricting our definition of close contact, I think it will kind of add fuel to the fire. So more people are going to be walking around with COVID and not know it and spreading it to people. I think it's also going to cause a considerable amount of anxiety if you kind of don't know who has COVID and you don't know if you might have been in contact. And in the workplace, I think it's a challenge.
With higher demand for rapid tests, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt addressed alleged price gouging of rapid antigen tests in the private market. When rapid tests first hit the shelves of Australian supermarkets in October, they were priced around $10 to $30 per pack. In the last few weeks, prices on the private market have increased to around $50 to $90 per pack.
We will have a discussion with the suppliers to make sure that there's no price gouging. And if there were, as we did last year, we will take strong, clear, swift action.
Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese has called for certainty and clarity regarding the rollout of booster shots to people in aged care and disability care, while taking aim at Mr. Morrison over shortages of rapid tests.
People are anxious. People are worried. People are voting with their feet by not going out, by not going to restaurants, by not undertaking activity that they normally would in the lead up, particularly to New Year's Eve. What we've seen is state governments step up into the void, spoke about it not being his job. Well, it is his job and he should do it as Prime Minister of the country. We need certainty when it comes to the testing regimes as well, and certainty when it comes to the need for isolation.
New South Wales has recorded 12,226 new cases from 97,000 tests and another death. Queensland set another COVID-19 record, with the number of daily cases across the state climbing to 2,222. The state's chief health officer, Dr. John Gerrard, warned that while the current caseload may seem high, within weeks, the number of infections would be in the tens of thousands.
If we're going to experience a pandemic, because this is the first time Queenslanders will really experience the true pandemic, if we are going to experience this pandemic, then January is probably the best time to be experiencing it, because it's warm and we know that the virus spreads more easily in the cooler months, and the schools are on leave at Pleasant, so they're on holidays at the moment. So this is the time to be having a pandemic.
Victoria reported 5,137 COVID-19 infections from 81,000 tests. The state also reported 13 deaths of people aged in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s. The government's health department warns it might potentially have to close some testing sites over the next few days due to excessive heat. Temperatures underneath testing tents can rise 10 degrees higher than outside of them, straining staff already in hot and stuffy PPE. Professor Nancy Baxter says rapid tests should be used more over the summer.
I think the challenge is, needing to have rapid antigen testing already baked into the system. That's really what we should have had at this point. When it's baked into the system, it means that you have a plan for distribution of the kits. You have, a plan for what happens with the positives. You have reporting structures. So it's all ready to go. Whereas here, it seems like we're scrambling, despite knowing that the cases were going to go up.
Thousands of people are still expected to attend Melbourne's New Year's Eve events. The state's Minister for Police, Lisa Neville, urges residents to be cautious and act sensibly.
We encourage people, if you're not at a ticketed event here or at a restaurant in the CBD, celebrate locally and know that you will have police and PSOs there. We'll have substantial numbers of police and PSOs on our train system as well, mobile teams, keeping people safe. We'll also have our authorised officers out looking to make sure our businesses are complying. We need to continue to be COVID safe. I know many Victorians are probably concerned about some of the numbers they're seeing in terms of the growth in COVID cases in Victoria. But be assured that here in the city of Melbourne, it is safe.
Tasmania recorded 92 new COVID cases, including the island state's first virus-related hospitalizations since borders reopened a fortnight ago. The ACT reported 253 new cases, beating its previous high set 2 days earlier by a single case. And South Australia recorded 1,374 new cases, while Premier Stephen Marshall says a COVID-19 positive child under the age of 2 has died.
This is still being determined the cause of death. Obviously, we'll refer this to the coroner. It's similar to the 94 that we reported, 94-year-old woman that we reported the other day, when we knew that she passed away with COVID, but not necessarily of COVID. So we'll need to do that investigation. But very sad news that a child under the age of 2, COVID positive, has passed away. And that is now being referred to the coroner.
Western Australia has escalated its COVID-19 response with tougher border rules, tightening entry requirements for Queenslanders and South Australians. Under the extreme risk classification, travel exemptions will only be approved for Commonwealth and state officials, members of parliament, diplomats, and people who perform specialist roles. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.